Hey, it's Sam. No intro on this show right now. It's number three. Come on. How many times can you hear the same intro for 1 minute? I want to go easy on you guys and girls. You're the best podcast audience on the planet, and I don't want to make my show just all intro. So, hey, let's dive right into this particular show. Number three today. It's a Throwback Thursday, August 4th, 2016. Hey, I stole an article from success.com, 10 ways to get and stay happy at work. So I got to share this with you because I believe it. I think you'll love it. Here's some lessons. You want to stay, not just at work. It ain't even work. I'm just talking about stay happy. You just want to stay happy. All right. Here you go. Number one, it's always your choice. You're the only person that can make the conscious decision to be happy. That's it. Even in the face of negative aspects in and outside of your workplace, family, whatever's going on, you can do it by looking for those things that are good and not dwell just on the bad. Stay away from negative people and associate with those that are happy. It's going to rub off on you. I agree. It's your choice. What do you want to do? You want to be miserable? Go get on social media. Election time here in the U.S. Trump, Hillary, Trump. Everybody's angry. Everybody's unfriending everybody. Everybody's blowing up everybody's Twitter and Facebook feed because they don't agree with them. Yawn. Seriously, the President of the United States here. First of all, we have listeners in over 100 countries. So if you're wondering where I'm going with this, the President of the United States, of course, a very powerful position. To this point, the most powerful man in the world might be a woman in November. Who knows? The election will show. But of course, it's important. But they have nothing to do with your happiness. Zero to do with your success. The only thing I can remotely think of, and I ain't getting into politics, so don't even try to drag me in, although you will see me tweeting politics late at night on Twitter. The only thing that might even remotely comes to my mind is if you live in West Virginia and you're in a coal mine. And Hillary Clinton ain't a fan of coal mines. It's documented. Not my opinion. It's just the way it is. Might shut them down. That's like the only thing I can even remotely think of how a president could impact you financially. I have been an entrepreneur or an employee since Ronald Reagan was president, okay? And under Reagan, I did well. Under Bush, first guy, HW, I did very well. Clinton, I did very well. W, I did very well. Obama, I've done very well. As a matter of fact, I've done better under each. I never have used the president of the United States or politics at all as a reason why I'm not happy. You know why? Because it's my choice. I vote for who I vote for. You vote for who you vote for. But then you go and do what you got to do, man. Seriously? You're going to blame your success on somebody you'll never meet, never haven't come in contact with. There's 8 million layers between you and them. And oh, look, I'm sure, we could seriously find 1,000 different laws that have been passed, and you could find a way that applies to how you've been kept down. Hey, you want a little tip there, my friend? You want a little tip? You're going to have problems. We all got problems. What was her name on American Idol? Oh, my kids know her. She came runner-up. It's battles. We all got battles. Oh, I know her name. Can't think of it. Big hair. Anyway, well, my kids are going to kill me if they ever hear this podcast. You all got battles, man. You got them. I got them. You got two choices. Let them just pummel you to the ground and keep you in the fetal position in your basement next to the sump pump, wishing you had a better life. Or grow larger than them. What's your problem? There ain't a problem. Unless you've been given 30 days to live, you ain't got a problem going on right now that you can't grow larger. And it's your choice. What are you going to do? Sam, you don't get it. You just don't get it, Sam. My boss doesn't like me. I know she doesn't like me. You know why? Because Mary went in the lounge yesterday and she overheard her talking about me to my friend. Let me tell you something here, champion. If somebody's gossiping to you, I can guarantee they're gossiping about you. Oh, no, not this friend, Sam. We've been besties forever. ever. I mean, we went through training together. I was the maid of honor or the best man in their wedding. We go over and hang out on each other's deck, and they cook out, and we barbecue ribs, and it's just amazing. Yeah. And then when she leaves your house, she's going to gossip about you and how your ribs suck. Okay? And then how you're a time vampire and you're dragging her down. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me tell you something. You got a choice. Okay? If your boss doesn't like you, get a new boss. Oh, what'd I do? Throw you a little curveball there? Can't hit the old curve? It's coming. You can see it coming a mile away. Or wait, bosses come and go all the time, man. They're the most dispensable human beings on the planet. I don't know anybody more dispensable than a boss. Management, they ain't getting it done. They could hire, I mean, seriously, anybody off the street, okay? A flipping border collie could come in and do the job of any manager anywhere. Oh, no, 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 no. I got my manager. I got everybody coming at me. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. You know who's not? Employees, salespeople. People like that, that actually drive the revenue, they're the only asset companies have. I don't know why they treat them like dirt. Don't ask me. I got out of it 10 years ago after 15 years. I said, no, 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 no. I'm a valuable asset. See, there's where your biggest issue is. You got a value problem. You got a self-esteem problem. You got a confidence problem. You can't fire your boss or you can't make that change right now. It's your choice. You always have a choice. You got choices. You may not think you do. You got a lot of debt. Okay. You got not as much income coming in. Okay. Still got a choice. Change that, though. What do you mean, Sam? Well, what do I mean? Grow larger than your problem. Get another job. Get a second job. Get a third job. A fourth job. Start a business online. Stay up till midnight. Get up at 4 a.m. working on it. How important is it to you? I don't know. Look, that's what I did. 3 a.m. writing an ebook titled You Are a Champion, an 11-page ebook. I wrote it at 3 a.m. back in 2005. Loved it. I don't know if anybody else loved it, but I loved it. You know what? I don't care if anybody ever read it. Although, and I don't mean to sound all Trumpish when I say it was an amazing book. It was a tremendous book. It was a tremendous book. It was. I got a lot of great feedback on that book. Many, 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 many people love that book. All right, I'll get off my Trump soapbox there. Many, many, many people love that book. You know what was the best? And I'll leave you with this, okay? Listen closely, all right? Press those earbuds almost till they're touching from your right ear to your left ear through your head. You got to get this. You got to get this point. All right, listen to me. Listen to me. It ain't about who reads it, who buys it, or any of that stuff. That'll happen just because you're putting great value out there. It is the individual that you become along the way. It is the mindset you need to shift into to be able to write that ebook. Are you feeling me? You understand? That's got to make sense to you, because if it doesn't, you missed the whole point of this show, okay? It's not the product, if it sells, doesn't sell, or anything like that. It's the person that you become when you immerse yourself into that mindset, and then you start thinking, oh my God, of course I can do that. And then you get another idea. Yes, I can earn income doing that. Yes, I can do that. Oh my God, just three more ideas came into my mind. Because why? Because you're in the creative mode. It is much better to create than to maintain. I say it again. It is much better to create than to maintain. But not as good as it is to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.